Blog Talk Radio.
The island is dark at night, but you can feel the waves and the gravity of the earth pulling against the sand. Her feet were tan with bronze hue. She likes to go barefoot in the summer. The winter, the temperature did not change much. Isolation was her strong suit. She left the barrio, Boyle Heights, for a new horizon. The barrio that we cannot see, that blended culture, Latina, music, together. The police station located just 4 blocks away, and the cries you would hear at night from the gunshots. That's how she left it the summer of 2002 to go to the San Fernando Valley. 13 years later, she would climb another 2,000-mile destination to the northernmost point in America. But that place broke and splintered her into a million pieces, until she realized she had to retreat back into the islands. Summertime is filled, said the travel agent, yet he found her a cheap rental on the edge of St. Bart's. Summertime is filled, but the wintertime is open. She went there. Her son graduated from high school and was now off to a new career. Getting away was her special motive in life. She was able to recede, just like the water, into a private island of consciousness where no one could bother or reawaken her. Separation is what she preferred. A friend wanted to follow her there, but he couldn't. until he could rearrange a flight pattern that would suit his schedule. His relationship had ended too abruptly after 15 years of lying. The problem was he was a control freak and everybody knew it. The word got out and the girlfriend was ashamed, so she left him. She had soft freckles on her nose and mangy brown hair. Everyone thought she was stunning, but I saw her as only being average. He had abandoned the greater part of his soul years ago after his mother moved him out west to receive a better life. But he abandoned that too because he couldn't handle the rules. Mitt, what were you thinking? He didn't know because his whole life had been formed around a giant joke that he called escapism. The fact of the matter is he didn't think through anything more deeply than what he could handle for that day. He told me about the Book of Mormon. In the Book of Mormon, the devil was born as a spirit after Jesus in the morning of preexistence. Jesus and Satan were spirit brothers, and we were all born as siblings in heaven to them both. This was something new to her, but it was part of the Mormon doctrine. God used to be man on another planet, according to Joseph Smith. The Father has a body of flesh and bones and as tangible as man. Yeah, right, she said. Only in your world. But there was a sect of Mormonism that subscribed to a brotherhood. I think it was, it wasn't called Mennonites, but it was something like Melchizedek. And she couldn't remember the world, Melchizedek. She couldn't remember the world, but the Melchizedek priesthood is the greater of the two orders of the priesthood recognized in Mormonism. The other is Aaronic priesthood. The patriarchal priesthood, which is sometimes she found to be confused as a separate priesthood, is explained by the Apostle Boyd Packer in the LDS Church. The patriarchal order is not a third separate priesthood. Whatever relates to the patriarchal order is embraced by the Melchizedek priesthood. All she knew is that she was on an island far away and she did not want to be bothered with systems and lineage and inheritance. The Melchizedek priesthood, the LDS belief system, conflicted with her own revelations. She rented a small room in a tiki light hut that only had sunlight and no lamp, so that means she could only work during the day. The Mormon was there on a mission. He was there on a mission to soul search for something greater in himself apart from human bonding. He did not want to be around women for a while. He wanted to remain separate. His full name was Mitt Ojamra. He invited his psychedelic friend named Henrik, but Henrik would not be arriving for 2 weeks. Henrik was another remote figure buried in his own conscience who disliked humans. She was hoping to find an island friend, a female perhaps, that could help round out the group, someone who was full of spirit, full of life, and not jaded or cynical. Mitt Ojamra was often a pain in the ass. but he liked to cook. He had loosened his ties with the Mormon Church. She still quizzed him about it on her writing breaks, but only as a form of musing. She didn't want to let it interfere with her publication of the fifth edition of Revelations. She needed to find a modern translation to reach the millennial world that she could upload electronically and they could tap into their nooks. The world had gone astray in America. That was another reason for exile. Cops were killing blacks left and right. Refugees were being rejected. The whole nation was against the president, and a pontificator would be shortly regaining office. It was not the America she could no longer recognize. I'm going to stop the fantasy there, and then I'm going to go into our second segment. John will be joining us in a few minutes. So, there is a philosophy now that's going around. I had an argument with a family member tonight about creation versus evolution. Fighting over... the Pew Forum did a study on fighting over Darwin state by state. Most evangelical Christians live in the southern United States, and they're fighting fiercely for their right to maintain creationism in the schools. And I'm going to read some segments. The debate over whether and how to teach public school students about evolution may be an old one, but it shows no signs of abating. Indeed, in the last decade, questions about what students should learn about Darwin's theory of evolution has been debated in more than half the states in the Union and at every level of government, from legislatures to courts to loyal local school boards. In the past, some states banned the teaching of evolution or required that it be taught alongside Judeo-Christian stories of creation. But a number of landmark Supreme Court, God, I can't talk tonight. A number of landmark Supreme Court decisions have blocked these options. More recently, many states have considered law giving teachers the freedom to question scientific theories, including evolution, and such laws have been enacted in Louisiana and Tennessee. In several other states, including Colorado and Florida, similar bills were introduced but did not pass. In Missouri, Oklahoma, and Virginia, measures are being considered. Supporters of these measures argue that they promote academic freedom and encourage teachers and students to think critically and to question long-held scientific theories and explanations. Okay, now I'm going to digress into my own experience. I teach Catholic school from K to 12. I'm sometimes even in the preschool room and as high up as the eighth grade. I don't really work at Marshall. I guess I only work through eighth grade up here. You know, the advantage of teaching creationism to preschoolers and kindergartners is they really have a broader sense of the world, knowing that God plays a personal hand in the creation of man. And I find it beneficial and comforting to know that these children have that perspective. Let's see, John hasn't been able to call in yet. You know, he does work a 12-hour job dog sitting for a professional musician. So if he's not available, he's not available. I am going to play a creation clip because I'm going to go into what's going on in Alabama in a second. But I want to play this creation clip because it'll set the mood for the show, and I have to get a hold of John. Just a second.
God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and it was morning, the first day. And God said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. And God made the expanse, and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land be. And it was so. God called the dry land earth. And the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind, on the earth. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, let there be light in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light above. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens. So God created the great sea creatures, and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kind, livestock and creeping things, and beasts of the earth, according to their kinds. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind.
I have to mention how poorly educated the general public is. Just take a look at general YouTube comments. For example, one person argued that this video called the waters of the earth the expanse, and they did not call the earth and water the firmament. Secondly, one person just called it bullshit in general, and I'm sure they've had no church education or Bible school education. It's just disturbing, okay? But to make a long story short, I am going to read about six states and what their decision-making was regarding teaching creationism versus evolution. In November 1955, Alabama's Board of Education voted to place stickers on public school biology textbooks, instructing high school students that evolution was a controversial theory and that any statement about life's origin should be considered as theory, not fact. Although the language has been tweaked over the years, the board voted unanimously in 01 and 05 to keep using the stickers. Amen. That's the same state that got upset when they had to tear down the Ten Commandments in the state capitol in front of the state court building. In California in 2010, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear the Association of Christian Schools International versus Enrollment Stearns. The High Court's decision let stand an earlier Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that is justified in deeming certain science courses from Christian high schools as insufficient preparation for college because they do not adequately teach the theory of evolution. So in California in 2010, the U.S., well, it was actually not in California, but a circuit ruling made prior stood to be the uncontested law in which the U.S. Supreme Court would not hear. In Florida in 2008, the Board of Education revised a 12-year-old state science standard to require the teaching of evolution for the first time. That was less than 10 years ago. The updated Florida guidelines also state that natural selection is a primary mechanism leading to evolutionary change, and that scientific theory of evolution is the fundamental concept underlying all of biology. These changes were considered a victory for supporters of Darwin's theory. However, the consistent use of the phrase "the scientific theory of evolution" rather than the simple phrase of evolution troubled some supporters who argued that the word theory could be mistaken to mean a mere hunch rather than a tested explanation for a natural phenomena. Well, a theory is a theory, and I think that state's gone much farther to tell the truth, not tell the truth, but to defend evolution than any other southern state. In 2002, after receiving a petition signed by more than 2,000 parents, 2,000, complaining that alternative theories to evolution were not being presented in public schools, the school board of Cobb County, Georgia, placed stickers on biology textbooks instructing students that evolution is a theory, not a fact, regarding the origin of living things. In January 2005, a federal judge ruled that the stickers were unconstitutional because they had the effect of endorsing a religious viewpoint. The county school board removed the stickers but appealed the ruling. In December 2006, following a settlement with the ACLU, the school board withdrew its appeal. So in one state, Alabama, they allow the stickers, but in Georgia, the ACLU intervened, plus a court, and they can't have the stickers. In Kansas, which I believe was the origin of the Scopes trial, no, that was Tennessee, I'm sorry. The teaching of evolution in Kansas has been the subject of a long and contentious debate. Indeed, the state's Board of Education has rewritten its science education guidelines on several occasions since 1999. A major change came in February 2007 when a new board voted to remove language from the science curriculum that questioned the theory of evolution and included a controversial definition of science. Then in 2013, the board adopted the Next Generation Science Standards, a new set of common guidelines for science education that were developed with input from 26 states. The standards indicate that students should be able to communicate scientific information with common ancestry and biological evolution are supported by multiple lines of empirical evidence. Well, that sounds a little cloudy. It just sounds like they're just trying to redefine the theory of evolution and promote it in the proper way. It looks like John may not be able to get away from the dog sitting tonight, so I'm just going to continue with the last three or four states. Now, this one's controversial, Louisiana, because Bobby Jindal is running for public office now for president. 1981, the Louisiana legislature passed the Louisiana Balanced Treatment Act, which stipulated that whenever evolution was taught in public schools, creation science must be taught alongside it. In Edwards versus Aguilar, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that this law had a religious purpose and thus violated the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment in the U.S. Constitution. The law is nonetheless still on the books. In June of, actually, law should really reflect the belief system of the people. And I don't think it does violate the Establishment Clause. Because the Establishment Clause states in the First Amendment that, you know, you are able to express all points of view. In June 2008, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal signed into law the controversial Louisiana Science Education Act, which allowed public school teachers and school boards to provide supplemental educational materials that help students understand, analyze, critique, and review scientific theories in an objective manner. Opponents say the material could allow the teaching of creationism in public schools, and they have tried unsuccessfully to repeal the law. A federal lawsuit by the ACLU in 2014 alleges that one Louisiana school district has promoted religion and taught creationism. Really, is it none of their business? Who cares? In Michigan, in 2006, Michigan Board of Education voted unanimously to pass new state science standards that ensure the teaching of evolution, but not the teaching of intelligent design or creation science, language that some educators have argued cast doubt on the theory of evolution, was removed from the final version of the guidelines. Okay, let's reread that one. Language that some educators had argued cast doubt on the theory of evolution was removed from the final version of the guidelines. The new standards require public school students to be able to explain how a new species or variety originates through the evolutionary process of natural selection, and how the fossil record, comparative anatomy, and other evidence supports the theory of evolution. The new standards require students to explain how a new species or variety originates. Well, even in the last year, new species have been discovered, and it's not necessarily an evolution, because you can't put a time or stamp date on that. Nobody actually knows how every species can be confined into a timetable or timeline. And for anyone to think they could know it all, can't. We have time for two more states. I'm going to pick Tennessee and Texas. The site of the famous 1925 Scopes monkey trial, Tennessee passed a law in 2012. Stating that the teaching of some scientific subjects, including, but not limited to, biological evolution, the chemical origins of life, global warming, and human cloning, can cause controversy, and that teachers shall be permitted to help students understand, analyze, and critique and review in an objective manner the scientific strengths and scientific weaknesses of existing scientific theories. Governor Bill Haslam allowed the bill to become law without a signature. Critics have called it the monkey bill and say it could enable the teaching of creationism. So I guess it's an open door. I like this line. Teachers shall be permitted to help students understand, analyze, critique, and review in an objective manner the scientific strengths and weaknesses of existing theories. That's pretty broad-based. They can test the theories, is basically what it boils down. Actually, I'm going to bypass Texas, and Wisconsin, which is much farther north, had some interesting things happen in the last 10 years. In October 2004, Grantsburg, Wisconsin School Board became the very first in the nation to allow the teaching of various theories, models of origins in its public school science curriculum. In response to concerns that the policy allowed the teaching of intelligent design and creation science, the school board revised the guidelines in December 2004 to state students shall be able to explain the scientific strengths and weaknesses of evolutionary theory. The policy does not call for the teaching of creationism or intelligent design. While Wisconsin public schools are required by state law to teach evolution, district schools may determine their own specifics of their own science curricula. So in 2004 in Grantsburg, Wisconsin, it was the first school board in the nation, or county perhaps, that allowed the teaching of various theories, models of origins. So empirical thinking based on, you know, a number of proofs, in my opinion, is the way to go. I believe can be taught. I think John just texted me. He missed the deadline. He can't call in. And I'm going to end the episode with some more creationism Bible stuff. No, I think I'll go with Led Zeppelin.
There's a feeling I get when I look to the west, and my spirit is crying. In my thoughts, I have seen crystal spots through the trees, and the voices of those what makes me wonder?
Your sins be like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. That's from the book of Isaiah. Check out the 6th chapter of Isaiah. God's pretty brutal to the nation of Israel. He said even if a tenth survive, it will be like a stump and replant itself as a holy seed. Don't abandon God. Listen to his word, and you'll find fruit bearing in your life. I hope you enjoyed the show. Praise be to God.